Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of Dom That's True Hot Takes Edition. Hot Takes episode number 4. Filmed this on September 29th, just so everybody knows how hot the take was.
That's right.
Year of our Lord 2025.
Year of our Lord and Savior, Jin.
Jit?
Jin. You might say Jit if you're talking about Tyreek Hill. Because he's from Florida now. He has to say Jit.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a Florida thing.
Well, welcome everybody into the bonus episode.
Florida slang.
Available early if you're subscribed to the Patreon.
Woo!
The Patreon. We need to Shout out to all the patrons.
We need to open up the $1 tier. Okay. I think we could get more people to subscribe if we just opened up the Chibo tier.
Sure. Shout out to the people that aren't on the Chibo tier. Ozzy, Skyler, Dylan, Aaron, and Mailbox Kansas City currently open in the Iron District.
Appreciate you all.
It, how about this? We'll open the $1 tier. We'll open this to $1 tier subscribers. And we, anytime we get a new $1 subscriber, we will shout you out at least that week.
I think we shout them out. Until there's 100 of them.
That's fair. Yeah, you know what? Until it gets pretty unmanageable, we'll probably still
shout you out.
Yes.
That'll be the $1 tier perk.
$1 a month. We will.
That'll be the $1 tier perk.
Yes. There you go.
Until we get huge, in which case we're going to have to, you know.
And for those people who do pay money.
We love you.
We do. And we appreciate you. And we love the people who don't pay money also. We've loved people that are listening to this on a Friday.
We actually just love everybody.
Yeah, we're big fans.
Except for Raiders fans.
Racist.
Fuck you.
Not a big fan of racists either.
Yeah, we don't like racists. That's sexists. True. Sexists, homophobes. Except for those people who are only homophobic because they're scared of houses.
We're of course, dude. I saw the movie Monster House.
It's scary. It's scary.
What we're saying is we're pretty woke.
The
shout out everybody who's here. Shout out everybody who saw it early on Patreon. Shout out everybody who is just hanging out. Leave your hot takes in the comments of this YouTube
channel. One more
group
of people we don't like. People depicted as the old Coltrane. We do like people that are depicted as the sleek FDR train.
Steam FDR train.
We do like those people.
Feel free to leave your hot takes here in the comments. Twitter, Owen Gosh Domit, Twitter, Steam Machine, Instagram, Steam Machine, OC Dom.
If you're friends with me,
Snapchat, text, do whatever. Do whatever to get us the hot takes.
I'd really like a random text throughout the week. That would make my week if you texted me a hot take randomly.
That would be nice. All right. Unless it's asking me if football players are hot. But still feel free to send those that I think they're very funny. And we're going to talk about another one on here. It's going to be a hot. It's going to be
I love it.
It's another, can't wait. Another tough one. Okay, ready.
Let's go.
First take. Wait, did we do everything? Like, comment, subscribe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to the Patreon.
We're going to start here with Ian on Snapchat. Gives us hot take. Chiefs are still the best team in the AFC. Everyone that thought differently is a bum. Let's start there.
Chiefs still best team in the AFC. Hot take for sure. The Bills are looking fantastic at the moment.
Yeah, let's put it in B for Bills.
Sure.
I think the Chiefs are still looking very good. I think the Chiefs are still like a top three team in the AFC, if not top two. But I think it's hard to say they look better than the have looked better than the Bills so far,
or the Colts. To be honest,
they've looked better than the Colts.
Daniel, they don't have Daniel Dimeson though. The Chiefs don't.
Indiana Jones.
Daddy, Indiana Jones is a fantastic nickname.
So we're throwing in B tier.
Yeah,
it can certainly get upgraded S tier once the Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl at the end of the year.
You put the date on there.
Get it.
9/29. Yeah. All right.
All right.
What next?
Bring it back up. Still from Ian. Mizzou top 15?
A tier. Yes, they are.
Yes.
Mizzou's Mizzou.
Done and threatened for the playoff.
Yes. Mizzou's should be disappointed if they don't make the playoff.
Yeah, you're reaching that.
Mizzou is good enough right now with the pieces and coaching, shockingly with Dorkwitz, that it's playoff or bust for Mizzou. They don't have to, you know, win the SEC or anything, but they need to be an at-large bid or the season's a disappointment. That's how good Mizzou is right now.
In the SEC, if you win 10 games, you will go. And Mizzou has already won 4 or 5, I think.
Yeah, they're looking good. Mizzou's looked great.
Despite winning the game, Jackson Dart does not look ready to take the helm.
B-tier take. It doesn't matter what he looks like.
He's taking the helm.
Yeah. But the take C-tier. Is not ready.
I'm going to put C tier.
Okay. Okay.
I thought he came in and looked very composed. Obviously, and beat a tough Chargers team that did get a little banged up.
He's already got the running back connection. Did you see all the stuff with him and Cam Scadabo?
Like
they've already done a bunch. Yeah. They've already done a bunch of stuff together. They hang out. They're friends.
White guy. Yeah. I'm using the white guy. Yeah, just for Cam Scadabo. We all know that Jackson Dart, also a black quarterback.
Yes, obviously. I'd like to clarify. Truman is not the first person to make that joke. It still is funny though.
No, of course I don't think I could be the first person.
But yes, he's joined the likes of Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels and Baker Mayfield.
I'm simply quoting memes I've seen on Twitter. All right.
Did you hear the punchline to my joke just now?
No, what did you say?
I said he's joining the likes of Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson, and Baker Mayfield.
I like that. That's
funny. See, yeah.
All right.
I knew you would.
Next one comes from Chloe, future sister-in-law. This one won't go in.
Because it's not a take.
No. The question she recently asked her husband was, why are they called downs in football? I think we should Google this on the show.
I don't know.
He had no idea why they were called downs, and she proposes that they call them ups instead. I think you should call them ups if it's a successful play, and downs if there are unsuccessful plays.
I think it should be called tries.
Very rugby of you.
Yes. I don't know why they're called downs. Why are they
called downs in football? The term downs is an American football term, originates from rugby and refers to a team's attempt to advance the ball 10 yards. Each time the ball is put into play, considered one down. Term evolved from the idea of the ball being downed or tackled by an opponent, signaling the end of the play.
Ah, that makes sense.
Which, yes, we've seen downs in rugby. And you know what? I legit responded to her on Snapchat. I was like, I don't know why that is unless it's a rugby thing. It's a rugby thing.
Yeah, so yeah, it's your first down. So yeah, the play stops when you're tackled.
Yes.
So that's the first time you're down.
Which in rugby, that happens a lot less often. So, but you do only get four downs to get it into the end zone or the...
In rugby, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what I guess they call the end zone technically. But
I don't know.
It's only from the couple times that me and Owen were watching women's rugby and betting on it live at the bar.
Australian women's rugby. That's a top five bar experience. That was a lot of fun.
That was very fun. At 1 a.m.
Shout out the Perth, whatever the hell.
Helps that they won. They won the championship. We got it right. It was New Zealand, I'm pretty sure.
Well, and the lady had a pretty tough angle kick to win it.
Yes.
But it was perfect.
And like they were like down like the whole game.
She was like the GOAT, though, right? She's like the best kicker in the league.
Yes, like the MVP, yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty fun.
Okay, next one comes from my mom. Chris Jones is amazing. Hot take.
I'm sorry. That has to be C for Chris.
I was going to say the same. It's not very hot of a take.
I think she knows that. But Chris Jones is good.
Let's go Chris Jones is amazing.
Maybe go B for balls.
Yes. For his balls being out when he ran.
Yes, exactly. Mom, did you put mom on there? Mahomes will get to 500 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's her next take. So, sorry, we did put it in B tier just so everybody sees that. Mahomes will get to 500 touchdowns. So that's a question that I kind of want to look
up. He hit 250 unexpectedly. Everyone thought it would be against the Jags.
At 30.
But he threw four. Yeah. So he becomes the fastest man.
I think he did it earlier than six
games, right? He beat Rodgers by six.
That sounds right.
Because he did it in like 109 and Rodgers did it in like 115.
I think the Chiefs posted it. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Keep talking through what you're
pointing. Yeah, so basically what Truman's lovely mother is, her take is about is that, so if you didn't know, Mahomes just hit 250 career touchdowns. He is the fastest quarterback to hit that. Does that include rushing, do you know? Or is that just passing touchdowns?
I'll look that up right afterwards. 116 games for Mahomes, 121 for Rodgers, 128 for Marino, 132 for Manning.
Yeah.
If it counts rushing, then Lamar and Allen are going to move on them pretty quick, but I don't think
You have to remember Josh had 2 years being horrible before he was good. So.
Yes, and they might be older. Josh Allen probably played all 4 years. Lamar Jackson's probably...
You have to remember, when it says season... They're propping it up for Lamar and Josh.
Although
when,
I guess it's games played.
When it says
this was games, this wasn't youngest.
Yes, exactly. When they talk about season, they're skewing it for Lamar and Josh because Mahomes played one game. Yeah.
Lamar's already played 107 and has 176. Josh Allen has played.
Wait, what? Mahomes is 80 in front of Lamar Jackson?
Josh Allen, how many more games or less games do you think Josh Allen has played than Mahomes?
I think Josh has only got one season less, 16 games, right?
He's got one game less than Mahomes, and he's thrown 202.
Well, he's not going to get it.
No, he will not. I'll tell you what, if he ties Mahomes, be pretty impressive. If he throws for 48 next game, I don't know, man.
Once again, I'd like to remind you that if they talk about season, it's to skew for Lamar and Josh. If they talk about actual games played, like you should, Mahomes is going to be in the Mahomes tier, way in front.
Who has ever called Josh Allen the Winter Soldier? That pisses me
off. Is that people trying to... I've heard that before, but it's not like people use it.
Action Jackson for Lamar Jackson. I have heard that one. Have you ever heard of Lamarvelous?
No.
I think we
unfortunately,
start calling him
Action Jackson was a radio host when we were growing up.
Yes. Tom Brady got 649. But, I mean, man, how many of those came in his last... So, how many of those came after he was 40? God, 32, 29, 24, 40, 43, 25. Gosh.
A lot.
Yeah, Mahomes is going to have to play until he's 40. That's the toughest part of it.
Although, I do like this take, though.
He's going to have a higher rate than Brady will.
I think
he's got a chance to reach it before he's 40.
I think one huge aspect of Mahomes' game is his mobility, but I also think that his pocket presence is still going to be good enough when he ages. So, yeah, I like it. A tier. I think it's got some doubt. Or are you going S tier, Truman?
I think I'm going S tier. I think he gets there.
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy.
I think it's a fairly hot take just because.
So does it include?
There has to be some.
Does it include rushing?
No.
Wait, just 250 passing touchdowns?
All right, now let me double check. Hold on.
That's insane. If it doesn't include rushing, that's crazy.
Let me double check.
Because obviously he'd have the edge on Rodgers a lot.
Yeah. Let me see.
Holy cow, if it's 250 passing, that's astronomical.
Yeah, he's 252 passing. That's you said everybody thought it would happen against Jacksonville, but he had four. I was like, I think he got it early on. Yeah.
That's crazy.
252 already. And that's just regular season, I'm pretty sure.
That's wild.
Although, okay, I guess I don't know if it counts regular season or not. Well, how many games has he played? No, it is just regular season. Which he's better in the playoffs, so.
That's wild.
There you go. That's very impressive. So, yeah, give me Mahomes getting to 500, especially once you count playoffs, but because he's played a whole another season worth of games.
That's true.
Owen.
No, he looks like a kid.
If I remember right, I believe Allison's take on this is no as well, so because we're going to have to rank this. Mm. Brock Purdy not hot.
F tier. For
is he hotter than Kirk Cousins?
No. No. Absolutely not.
Are you sure?
Yes. Kirk Cousins is actually attractive. See? Snowball agrees.
Snowball is saying Brock Purdy is not attractive. Hold on. Allison did have a poll on hers.
About Brock Purdy?
Yes.
Did I miss this?
This is very interesting. Okay. All right. I'm going to pull up. I've got to pull up the stats. I need everybody to see the stats. You can see Owen beating me on fantasy real quick.
W.
All right. I think this is very...
Oh, I did vote on this. Thank goodness. No. More girls and gays thought Brock Purdy was hot. What the?
Let me pull it up. Owen's ruining it before I even pull it up.
These are some pretty fun Twitter interactions, though. Are we going to go through... What, next week is Josh Dobbs?
Why Josh Dobbs?
Truman, were you on Discord for the quarterback hot tier list?
No, I don't think it was.
It was at 3:30 a.m. We were making random tier lists, and we decided to rank all the starting quarterbacks in 2024 in terms of hotness.
Why?
One of the memes was Kirko down because I was refusing to let Kirk Cousins go below B tier.
Okay. Sorry. Here's what the poll says, by the way. Is Brock Purdy hot? The girls and the gays said yes. Straight men said no this time. It was the opposite for straight men barely agreed that Kirk Cousins was hot, but the girls said no. The girls and the gays said no. This time, they say yes.
This poll got way more traction, to be fair.
I think it was about the same amount of traction.
Here, let me confirm that.
Well, let's go to Allison.
Let me...
I can bring up Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I got Allison, and I always have to type as Kirk Cousins. I bet you I type in Kirk. Yeah, from Allison. Oh, wait, no. The Kirk Cousins got 667 votes.
Yes.
Interesting.
But the girls and the gays said no. This time they say yes.
What's... Okay, so...
Bring up Brock Purdy.
667 times 0.03. 20 women said that Kirk Cousins was hot.
I just... This guy? Snowball's making some interesting noises up there.
And 17 more women said that Kirk Cousins was hot than Brock Purdy.
Yes, but that's just more.
I'm saying.
That's not.
That's just not. I mean, he looks like a child.
He looks like young John Harbaugh. If you say Brock Purdy is hot, you have to ask yourself an uncomfortable question about John Harbaugh.
And Joe Biden.
Well, Joe Biden, I believe, was... I think that's understandable that he was hot, I think.
Someone compared me to young Joe Biden, and I had to take that as a compliment, because I looked up young Joe Biden, and I was like, damn, he's got the stees.
Bro, young Hillary Clinton.
Smash.
Smash.
Young Hillary Clinton's just Sabrina Carpenter.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I don't think Brock Purdy was hot.
I think we are firm in the Brock Purdy not
also,
hot.
Also... Asking a question isn't a take. We don't have to put this on the list. It's fun to discuss, though.
Well, just because Kirk Cousins is on the list, if these questions keep coming, I think it'll be fun to sprinkle them throughout.
Okay, so Brock Purdy D-tier.
And we can see how our feelings about these men change throughout the season, so we learn something about ourselves.
Brock Purdy not hot, D-tier.
You're leaving that in B-tier. You don't think
no,
that should
D-tier.
Go. Brock Purdy not hot is, if you believe he's hot, then it would go in D.
Okay, so you put it in A tier then.
Yeah, you agree with it.
Yes.
So you think he's less hot than Kirk Cousins?
Yes. Kirko Chains is...
I think he looks like he could be Kirk Cousins' son also, to be fair.
He looks 18.
Yes,
he
looks
too
like
young.
Child. Yes, I would... Again, but I don't know. I'd have to ask somebody who went to Iowa State if they think Brock Purdy is hot. I think that would
I'll
be
ask
a big...
my cousin. I'll call my cousin right now.
She a girl?
Yes.
You think she'll answer?
Hopefully.
Okay. So we'll go Brock Purdy's not hot into A tier.
Hopefully she can get her husband there too. Come on, Claire. She might be in bed. Actually, she's a doctor, so.
Yeah, it's... Oh.
She lives in Kansas City, though.
Waking up your doctor cousin.
This is a really important question.
10 p.m. to ask her if Brock Purdy's hot.
Oh.
Damn. Leave a message.
Answer. No, I
this is urgent. Call me back.
No.
Please. Please call me back, cuz. Is Brock Purdy hot? I need to know. Okay. Is Brock Purdy hot? No. We're firm on no. I don't think we even need to ask many questions on this one. Okay. The cats are cooked. This comes from Sammy.
Not cooked.
Not cooked.
That's pretty funny considering what happened this last weekend where we beat the crap out of a team.
I'd put this in C tier because I also... So, as Owen pointed out, I frame... To help with engagement, I try to show what hot takes might look like. And I asked it in the form of questions. And there are times that people will answer the questions, which we appreciate also, which we will address as we go on with these go. But so somebody's kind of responding. I said, the question was, can cats still win the Big 12?
Yes, they can.
And somebody responded, said, cats look cooked to me. But I think that's In the frame of winning the Big 12, I don't think that's insane to say.
No.
But saying the Cats look cooked.
Technically, they still can. They are not out of it. So
no,
they still
out
control
of it.
Their own destiny in the Big 12.
Absolutely, yes.
If they win out, they are in the Big 12 championship game.
Yes. Even if they lose another one, they're probably still in the Big 12 championship game.
Hopefully.
Because you're losing Iowa State, who will, you would expect. I mean, listen, the question, Texas Tech looks fucking good, and
yeah,
Iowa State looks good. You need one of those teams to fall apart.
Yep.
Or you need to beat Texas Tech.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you just,
if you went out,
went
you
out,
go, yes.
Better than B tier.
For Cats look cooked.
C tier then.
I think C tier for Cats.
C for Cats are cooked.
And that's Sammy.
Yeah, there's actually a 0% chance my cousin isn't in bed. She's definitely in bed.
All right.
But if I had her husband's number, I'd call him. But I don't.
Again, the questions were, are the Chiefs... is Mahomes an MVP front runner? Can the Cats still win the Big 12? Should we nuke MetLife Stadium? And so Logan said no, yes. But the hot take he gave was, people who complain about field storming after big upsets are people who don't actually like sports. S-tier take.
Yeah, true.
I don't...
See, it has to be a big upset.
Sometimes I have old people opinions. I don't think this is one of them.
I have old people opinions. For example, I don't think... Like, when you have a perennial success, like, for example... I don't think KU should storm the court because they're too good. Like, I also kind of like, unless it's a 6-5 Alabama team beating an 11-0 Georgia team, I don't think Alabama fans can storm the field.
No, but like when Auburn stormed the field after they
different.
They had the kick six.
Yes, it has to be. There has to be a couple criteria. You can't be like a Georgia, a KU basketball, an Alabama, Vanderbilt baseball. Like, you can't be.
Or it has to be like an incredible buzzer beater or something.
Sure.
Also, like, I've never seen a field storming in baseball.
Sure, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like, it can't be like a perennial winner.
Something I'm willing to listen to arguments for, that Virginia one did look fucking dangerous.
Yeah,
they were immediately on the field.
Trampled the player.
Yeah, I don't know if they trampled him, but like the fact that those guys are still on the ground, like
the guy was laying on the ground.
There could have been a fucking flag.
Yeah,
they the ball hit the ground and they were already in the end zone. That was insane. That's crazy.
Yeah, that was too much.
That was a bit much, but yes, normally people that are complaining, normally you're like
your team lost.
You're salty about what's happening.
Yeah, your team lost. Yeah,
mad cause bad.
I'll listen to the olds on that one though. Yeah, now that you remind me of that clip, that player is still laying in the end zone, and there's 200 people already passed him.
Complaining about it, dumb.
Actual danger.
It was very impressive, but also
actually
fucking
like
real, that's a little scary.
Real danger.
Yes, but unfortunately, some people are like, "Well, you should give him 30 seconds to get off the field." Kind of ruins the aura of if you make everybody hold off.
Just do what K-State does. Have the security ready. K-State's been really good about court stormings. They get the security out. They get the other team out quick. And then you go around the security.
We have not stormed the court. Famously, our players storm us, which is honestly kind of more fun.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But for basketball, that works. For football, that doesn't work.
I don't know what you're talking about not storming the court. I did it twice.
Yeah, you did one for a Big 12 title, which is different. I don't remember the other one. But once Tang got there, they started reverse storming.
Which is
fun.
Which is more fun, cool. I think.
Yeah. Okay. Next one comes from Ozzy. I don't think this is a take that will go on here because these are all...
Yes.
But so I said, is Mahomes an MVP frontrunner? He said, yes, annually. I said, can K-State win the Big 12? He said, no, but I think this streak might not die.
Yeah, That's KU true. Showed that they still have KU DNA, and K-State showed that they can fix things.
Yes. It turns out whenever you have your starting running back play,
turns out that's
look
good.
Better. Yes. He also said, absolutely. The NFL makes for far too much money. Sorry. This is in regards to MetLife Field. So the NFL makes far too much money to let subpar field conditions ever be an issue. Are there not measurable standards to which the groundskeepers must adhere?
Well, you don't have ground to keep.
Yes, this is artificial turf, but what's, like, they do, like, so you can, like, Google, because there's like, six turf fields. But MetLife is, like, famously bad turf, and you look, there's, like, you can get different types of turf. There's better and worse turf, and they have the worst one. They have the, like, one that's, like, known to be the worst
one. I just can't believe a joint New York team. So you've got literally all of New York City as your fans, and they're cheaping out on turf.
And you're in fucking New York City. Learn right. how to grow grass. Yeah. The Yankees and the Mets have grass.
Yeah.
Why do you not have grass?
Yeah,
I don't How did you build this new stadium and not put grass in it? I guess it's because, I don't know, when did the new Meadowlands open? If it was in the 90s, I'll hear an argument for turf, but anytime else. Because everything was turf in the 90s.
They probably had AstroTurf in the Meadowlands in the 90s.
Yeah, but I mean,
don't know how that ever got approved. I don't know what's the difference. AstroTurf just looks like people playing on concrete.
Yes. And I think it opened in 2010.
That's unacceptable, Ben.
Yes, it did open in 2010. Why the fuck is this turf, dude?
Learn.
I guess it's...
No,
because
dude.
Because you can have two teams. I guess it's hard to turn over the logos.
Don't care.
Yeah, no, I don't really care. Nope. But that's maybe the only argument. But I think it's kind of fun whenever you see, like, the logo. Like, whenever, like, they have a college team play at the Chiefs Stadium. Yeah. On, like, a Saturday, and then, like, the Chiefs play Monday night, and you can kind of see the college logo. I think that's kind of fun. Yeah. I know that technically that kind of looks bad, but I think it's kind of fun that it shows that it's real grass and, like,
the complications. Stuff, yeah.
Of it. Yeah, right. I think that's fun. I don't, and maybe that makes me a weirdo, but I think it's I think it's got some charm, too.
No, I agree. Unacceptable.
Okay. God damn it, Jeffrey. Next one comes from Jeffrey. I'm going to have to look this up. SWOSU, which I believe is Southwest Oklahoma State University, a Division II college football program, is 2-2 and will make a bowl game for the first time in 10 years. They went 0-11 2 years ago and 3-8 last year.
Why is Jeffrey?
You know what? Great for them.
Jeffrey's on the sickos committee.
I believe,
man.
His wife goes, or they are around there.
There's no way Jeffrey's watching Tier 2 football. He's watching Division II, which is basically Division III now because everyone is starting to respect the FCS more.
Oh, and guess that mascot.
Southwest. Are they
Southwestern Oklahoma State University.
I'm guessing like an owl?
Nope.
Is it a bird?
No.
Are they the Miners ERS?
No, they're the Miners MINORS.
Oh, the children.
No. No.
Is it like a human of some sort?
It is not.
Are they the dogs?
The Bulldogs. Oh, God. My ears fluttering. So they lost their first two games of the season. They lost to Arkansas Tech 32-10.
Oh,
that's a tough Arkansas Tech team. They lost to the number two team in Division II football, Harding.
By how much?
55-0. They beat Southeastern Oklahoma State, a big rival.
Bums.
35-14. And they just beat Oklahoma Baptist. Huge rivalry. 38-24.
Who's next on their schedule?
Henderson State?
Yeah, bums. Free win.
Southern Arkansas?
Tough.
That's at Southern Arkansas.
Yeah,
which was at home.
Southern Arkansas, so like really racist Arkansas? That's scary. That's scary.
Super racist. The Southern, I believe it's the Southern Arkansas racist. That's crazy.
What?
Southern Nazarene?
Southern Nazarene?
They're at Southern Nazarene.
Could be anywhere.
Home against East Central for homecoming.
East Central Heights, L.A.
They are at Arkansas Monticello.
Wow, they had an Arkansas league.
Home against Wachita Baptist?
Yeah, Wachita, yeah.
O-U-A-C-H-I-T.
Yeah, you got it right.
Thank God, thank you. And then they're at Northwestern Oklahoma State University. That's a huge rivalry.
The directional Oklahoma school is tough for them.
You know what? I bet they sweep the directional Oklahoma school, so give me a win over Northwestern Oklahoma State.
Hey, you cat.
Oh, fuck, they already beat the other one. Southern Nazarene is in Oklahoma, so give me a win there. So they got to get 6-6. I bet Wachita Baptist is awful. Wichita Baptist is awful. Hey, hey,
hey, you cat.
Hey, go fight the cat. Get off there. Staring up the couch. Staring up the chair. And then give me a win against Arkansas Monticello. Actually, no. Give me a win against East Central. That's not even...
It's not even West or Central.
Like, that's not even like a...
It's not even a real direction.
Like, what state is East Central even in?
Probably, I'm going to guess, Oklahoma, Truman. Could be anywhere.
Could be anywhere. They're in the Great American Conference.
Yeah, sounds like Oklahoma.
Sorry, that's the Make America Great Again Conference?
That's the One America News Network Conference.
A support ECU. ECU Foundation.
R.I.P. Gundy.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. There was an address to send gifts to. Yes, they are in Oklahoma. Yeah, shocking. Give me a win over East Central.
So,
you know what?
S tier.
S tier. S tier. S tier, Jeffrey.
SWOSU going bowling.
This is make or break, though, because if they don't make it, you will go down to the F tier for deceiving us about SWOSU.
For making us even look up anything related to Division II. Not FCS, Division II. Hey, you cat. Don't you try that again.
What? Oh, and stretching the cat. Oh, he's in air jail. I wonder if Tina fed him. I wonder if he's acting out. My child, he's acting out. My boy. All right.
Yeah, I put the chair cover on that part of the chair. Try scratching it now. Yeah, look at that. There's tape.
Yes. Will Howard and Skylar Thompson will be the AFC North Divisional champions.
Unfortunately, another S tier. The Steelers are going to have the free low division this year.
Yes. The fact that the Browns are bad, Cincinnati is bad,
and the Ravens are already 1-3
and are probably also bad. Yes.
Aha, cat, you've been outsmarted by cloth.
I'm just going to do Howard and Thompson. We'll know who it is.
Yep.
The law firm, Howard and Thompson.
That does sound like a law firm. Thompson and Thompson. Full
it's
forest.
It's fun to listen to the cats run up the stairs. It's a fun
snowball, noise. Always controlled. Einstein with one leg at a time, then a two-leg full sprint.
He gets that. He gets really that speed behind him. All right, and I believe we have one last take.
You have two from Josh as well. I texted them to you.
Oh shit.
It's okay. We don't need to put them on the screen.
Okay.
But I texted them to you really late.
Delta ass.
Because I saw it driving here.
No. Oh yeah, you sent them to me when I could have been putting it together.
Yeah, my bad. It's gonna be okay. We'll put them down. We don't need to show them. Josh won't understand.
That's fine. If KSU runs the table, Dylan Edwards is a Mount Rushmore RB. Absolutely. If K-State wins out and goes to the Big 12 title game.
If they win it and he has a play.
Yes.
Because even Alex Barnes.
If they don't play, then he will not.
Alex Barnes had one of the greatest, most athletic jumping touchdowns we've ever seen. He's not a Rushmore.
That's
running back.
It just doesn't matter.
Like, is DJ Giddens on your Rushmore?
Yes.
Is Deuce Vaughn on there?
Yes.
Okay, so that leaves...
Rolls.
Okay, obviously. And you're putting Dylan Edwards up there with those guys.
If they run the table and win the Big 12, yes.
That doesn't include any of the guys before you and me were fans from 2005 to 2013, when they had really good running backs.
Can you name one?
No, because I wasn't a fan during that.
Neither can I.
Whatever.
Sometimes these Mount Rushmores work.
All right, whatever. Pull up those screenshots. We can read them out now.
Okay.
Okay. If they went out, yeah, he's good. He's really good. Apparently, he makes the offense work.
Are you putting that on S tier?
You've already put it up there.
Yeah,
so
I can move it.
No, it's fine.
It's movable.
Yeah, at the end of the season, we'll move it if it needs to be moved.
Got a date on it, so don't worry.
That's good.
Yeah, to be fair, if we don't run the table, I don't know how we'll rank that. So, all right, which brings us to Oh, no, that one's gone. All right. That was from last week. Which brings us to Josh's.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to read those?
Yes.
Yes. These are the two that I got. They're both from friend of the show, Josh. Content machine, Josh. He says, Jalen Hurts is 18-0 in his last 18 games where he starts and finishes. In quotation marks, definitely not a LeBron stat. Is he the new GOAT? Is Jalen Hurts the new GOAT? I'm sure Josh doesn't want me to actually rank this because he's probably joking. D tier. Jalen Hurts is horrible. The fact that he keeps winning, Marcus Mariota could do this.
He wins in spite of himself. He insists upon himself.
He does insist. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, which is shocking because he looks like he should make more mistakes than he does.
He's Brock Purdy with aura.
He's Brock Purdy with aura. Truman,
Brock Purdy got to a Super Bowl not making a ton of mistakes.
Over under 160 passing yards for Jalen Hurts in a 31-point game for the Eagles.
Under. 159.
Lower.
149?
Lower.
This was last week?
Last week. 31 points scored by the Eagles.
And he didn't score, he didn't pass for 150?
That's correct. Lower.
130?
130 exactly. In a 31-point offensive performance. Totally not set up by any, I'm sure.
Did he have any rushing fields. Touchdowns?
Rushing touchdowns? No, he did not. He ran for 62 yards, though.
On how many carries?
9. Less than 200 yards of offense.
No, that's more. No, that is less. Sorry.
I cannot stand the Eagles.
I can't stand the Jalen Hurts talk. Listen, you can say that Jalen Hurts is a very fundamentally sound quarterback who does not make a lot of mistakes, but do not tell me that Jalen Hurts...
How did that happen? How did Tampa lose? They've had one pick and 2 sacks. That's it.
Eagles are up big early. They really struggled early. Okay. Next one. Josh had 2.
Yeah, that was the first one. His next take, we won't have to put this one on this because he's just joking. But he says, the entire Chiefs organization should have a warrant from the city of Baltimore after injuring their entire defense. Oh,
dude, who did the Baltimore play last game? Because they really fucking did it.
Yeah. I don't remember.
We knocked out a few guys. I think we knocked out Kyle Hamilton and Wiggins.
Marlon Humphrey. Damn.
Roquan Smith. Maybe we didn't knock out Kyle Hamilton.
No, Kyle Hamilton was already out. Damn. It's tough in Baltimore. Anyway, I will not be crying. The Chiefs have had half their wide receivers injured for 2 straight years. Don't care.
Yep. There you go.
That's tough. Anyway.
That's it.
Draft better.
It's over.
See you next week, fellas.
That's our takes. That's where we're at. Twitter.com/OwenGoshDom at Twitter.com/SteamMachine. Comment on this, your hot takes, especially about life or the NFL or NCAA, especially if they're not, like, you know, dependent on the week, I guess.
Yeah. Just send us hot takes whenever you want.
I mean, it would be on Friday. Feel free to just come back and comment throughout the weekend whenever you think of something. Just leave it on the YouTube.
Feel free to just, text me whenever.
Yeah, text us. Tweet us. Call me. Beat me if you want to reach me.
Really? Impossible. The callback?
Thank you. People who watch the Wednesday episode will get that. Fridays, if you're not a Patreon member. Tuesdays, if you are a Patreon member.
Yeah.
Wednesday next week when it's Monday Night Football.
Go
Chiefs,
baby.
We're
going
to open it up for the $1.
$1.
$1. $1. Hoop dollar.
You don't pay till 2008.
See you.